your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to The Gathering here on the Para-X Network. This is Heidi.
And this is Stephanie. How is everyone tonight on this spooky week?
Happy Halloween week.
Happy Halloween, yes. And it's Heidi had her open house last week at her studio, and it was awesome sauce.
Yay, thank you.
I just got to talk about the Monster Hunter kit that you found in the back of a church in northern Minnesota.
I did.
It was awesome. It was awesome. It had, you know, wooden stakes to, you know, grab a vampire with and
I'll post a picture of it on our
yes,
page.
Do that. Because that was just amazing. That was like
thank you.
my favorite new thing that you had this year.
It was a hit. A lot of people were commenting on it. They're like, oh my God. And because the story, I typed it out so people could read it. Because that's one of the things when I have my Halloween open house, which I do every year. And I try and mix it up and have new things there each year. And so I'm scouting around antique stores and flea markets and wherever I can find stuff. And sometimes I just have fun little Halloween props, you know, that are just cheeky things. And I had the Monster Hunter kit and I put the story, I type up the story. So if I'm busy, people, you know, they don't have to talk to me to find out about some of the dolls that I have, creepy dolls or the Ouija board or whatever the story is. You know, I type it up and people are coming up to me going, oh my God, that story. That's crazy. Anyway, so the Monster Hunter kit, I'm going to post a picture of it on our Facebook page. You can go check it out. Thank you, Stephanie, for appreciating it. I thought it was pretty cool. Oh, I can't hear you, Steph.
Hey, I was muted.
There you go.
I said, yeah, the first time I saw it, I kind of went by quickly because I was pretty creeped out by it, you know, and then, you know, even I get creeped out by some stuff. And then we went and took a look more at it, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing. So, yeah, that was very cool.
Thanks.
But, yeah, so Heidi has this studio, and it's a big studio with several different rooms. And one of the rooms she has, like, all these dolls, creepy, creepy, creepy dolls. And boxes like the infamous box that I got in the mail that I shipped to her the same day because it was, you know, scary.
Yeah, your owl box.
My owl box, yes. And so, but yeah, if anybody, you know, next year, man, put it on your calendars to come to that Halloween event because it is amazing.
And if you have anything to get rid of, if you have anything creepy and disturbing and you need it a home for it because you don't want to throw it away or it be destroyed, or you can't manage it, like a doll. I have a couple of dolls that are, their owners are still attached. Their owners are passed. Or they have a curse attached to them. And I can't throw that kind of stuff away because it's just interesting to me. So I'll manage it and keep it at the studio. So if you have anything that you want to send me, people send me Ouija boards all the time. Mm-hmm. And some of them I have to put out of their misery, but some of them I keep. And so if you have anything that you need a home for and that would like a little limelight one night a year, go ahead and get a hold of me and you can send it to me and I will take very good care of it.
Oh, yeah.
And manage it if necessary. So I put that picture on the on the website.
Oh, so awesome. See that. Awesome. Yeah, take a look at that. And then
or on our Gathering Facebook page.
On the Gathering Facebook page. And then my of course, my favorite thing in your whole studio is the ball, the crystal ball.
Yeah. I heard you gushing about her. You were talking to people about her, and you had to just go in and show them.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like, oh, my God, this girl wants to be the center of attention, and you're just not letting her. And I'm like...
I'm not at that because I don't want people touching her. So
I know. Oh my God, yeah. She's amazing. She is totally amazing. But so anyways,
we had a good time.
And so, then you've been really busy with other stuff too because it's that time of year, you know. So
yeah, I haven't had a weekend. Well, I haven't had a weekend off since I think July or August, and I haven't had a weekend day off. Probably since July or August. So I think I have Sunday off. I'm excited.
Yeah.
A day off. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, my gosh. Well, enjoy. Goodness.
I will.
Yeah. So Heidi and I are not together today because I had knee surgery yesterday. And so I'm a little under the weather. So if I sound a little loopy, I'm just putting this out there. It's probably from the pain meds.
Well, and you need those because of the surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, all will be fine. Next week we will be back together again. But for this night, we're in our own separate little abodes, all comfy with my knee up and ice on it and the whole nine yards, you know. So anyway, so tonight's topic is weird Halloween stories, deaths, all that kind of stuff. And we found a lot of cool stuff. Heidi, do you wanna break into the subject?
I'd love to. So this came about just because, you know, 'tis the season, and on social media and just websites as you're going through and they have little things on the side, and I've seen some stories about some creepy and disturbing, you know, Halloween props that weren't props and things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really? I'm like, mm-hmm. That's so weird. And I mean, I don't want to get too macabre about this, but I think we're going to, because some of this stuff is real and it's weird and disturbing. And I'm like, we'll just talk about it because it's Halloween and this kind of stuff happens and it's just interesting. And then I thought, well, maybe people will have stories of their own, you know, they know of in their neighborhood or a family member or something that happened that is just weird. And it doesn't have to be a death involved thing. Some of what we've been finding on the internet is death. And I'm not going to say it's all true. Like, let me just put a disclaimer out there. I'm not saying it's all true. I don't know. I'm getting off the internet though, but it seems mm-hmm. like there's some source to it, I guess, when I'm reading it. So anyway,
Oh, absolutely. So if anybody in the chat room has a cool, you know, scary, spooky, Halloween-y story that they want to share too, please do it, and we will most definitely bring it up and talk about it. But there's a lot out there on the internet, and then of course all the crazy, strange, super facts about Halloween. We'll go through a few of those as well.
Yep, absolutely.
So what's your, let's talk about, what's your favorite one that you found, Heidi?
Well, I don't know if I can say it's a favorite, but there's, let me get to a couple of these web pages that I, had. So here, you know, there's a couple of them where they, people actually died in front mm-hmm. of people and they thought it was a staged act. It was a real... like it was an accident.
Yeah.
And so these people are like, oh, good job, and cheering them on. Like, oh, that's so creepy. And it was someone really dying. And I'm like, how horrible. If you found out later that this wasn't an act, it was for real. This person was actually in this tragic situation in some kind of crisis. And people are, you know, like, oh, that's so cool. And then they keep walking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I'm horrified and intrigued at the same time. So I'll read one of them here.
Yeah.
In 1997, a woman was knocked over in a hit and run outside a Connecticut haunted house. People on their way to the Halloween haunted house saw the woman lying there covered in blood and thought she was part of the act.
Oh my God.
Right? One eyewitness told local police that she reached up to him from the ground as he passed her off as one of the performers. And tragically, the woman died from her injuries. And it was proven to be an accident. No one was convicted of causing her death.
Oh, my God. Oh.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah. So I found one about, so here we go. It's a 9-year-old dressed in a Halloween costume was accidentally shot by a relative who thought she was a skunk. The girl was outside her Pennsylvania home during a party when the incident happened. Police said the girl was wearing a black costume, black hat with a white tassel. A male relative, apparently mistook her for a skunk. So how big was this girl? And, you know, did he really think a skunk was going to be as big as a small child?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how big are the skunks in his town? Like, that alone is scary, and the fact that he's just running around shooting, and especially on Halloween, like, who runs around with a gun when people are trick-or-treating?
Right.
That's awful. What is wrong with that man?
Well, yeah, that's just the craziest thing ever, and it said the relative mistook her for a skunk and fired a shotgun, hitting her in the shoulder, arm, back, and neck.
Oh my God.
This happened, I don't know, it says last year, but I don't know what the date of this article is. But, I mean, really? What's going on in the world?
Yeah, that, you know, whatever the thoughts going through this guy's head that there's trick-or-treaters out there and I'm just going to start wagging my gun around and shooting.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Oh, so, I think it's a skunk, huge skunk. Holy crap.
And a huge skunk at that. You know, let's just start shooting up crazy large animals. Anyway, that's awful. And Karen in the chat room is like, there's something wrong with that guy. I agree.
Yeah. No
because who in the world would do that in the first place if there's trick-or-treaters? I don't even want to drive in neighborhoods when I know there's trick-or-treaters out, much less I don't have a gun, but if I did, I would be waving it around on Halloween. So shooting at skunks while there's trick-or-treaters out there, for crying out loud. God. So here's another one that I found. In 2011, a haunted house attraction in St. Louis, Missouri, famous for its elaborate Halloween displays, was the scene of a tragic accident. A teenager working as an actor accidentally hanged herself in a scary bathroom display. Visitors passing through the house thought it was part of the show. Eventually, a coworker doing the rounds found her unconscious, and she was whisked off to the hospital, where she remained in a coma for 3 days. Thankfully, she recovered. Holy cow. So here's another thing where people go through, and they're like, oh, cool display. You know, here she's probably kicking and choking and awful things, and they are like, wow, that's great. And how would you know?
Yeah.
Who would know?
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
No.
That's
crazy.
So, yeah, now in the chat room, we're hearing, let's see here, this. So I'm reading some of these comments here, and I'm trying to follow, and I don't know if I'm following it, but, and I'll try and check back again, but, you know, getting back to the story of the gal that accidentally hung herself, I mean, well, first of all, you think that there would be some kind of, especially if she was under 18, that there's someone supervising, like, what you should and shouldn't do in a Halloween, you know, haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, how would you know as someone that's going through it? Because I would assume that it's part of the show.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, Halloween's kind of a weird time, right? Because you never do know.
Well, and I remember I was on a haunted hayride a long time ago with a bunch of friends, and there was I'm assuming actor, you know, some part of the deal, coming out of the corn, you know, because it's a hayride that goes through the cornfield.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the guy that comes out of the corn, and he's got the mask on and a chainsaw and the flannel, you know, shirt, and running after the wagon. And I'm just thinking, well, okay, so here's the guy that's part of the show, but what if there's another guy that comes out and he's got a real chainsaw and he chops us all down? Like, we're not going to run because we're going to think he's part of the show, and then he comes in and mows everybody down. Like, wouldn't that could happen, and it probably has. Maybe it has, and we haven't found the story yet, or maybe you did find the story, I don't know. So, I'm just, because I was terrified, because I started thinking, what if? And then I've gone out to different Halloween parties, and I've gone out. My sister and I used to dress up and go to Halloween contests that they would have out at different places. You know, they have the Halloween contests, and I always had pretty good costumes. I'd never win, though, because I was never hoochie. You know, it was always the girls that had the hoochie outfits that would win. Yeah. And my sister and I always had really cool like outfits, but we were fully covered. And so that, I guess, is not, you know, you don't win that way, but that's okay. And, but I remember seeing these people dressed up like these big, scary killers and costumes, or whatever. And I'm like, what if one of them just is? Like, what if that knife is real? What if that stuff is real? And, or you go out to your car after you're done and they are waiting for you out there and you think, oh, haha, cool costume. And then they get you, you know? Because, like, you're not going to run. You're not going to do anything because you think, oh, that serial killer, good costume. And then,
well, right. Actually, it's the perfect opportunity to do one of these crimes, right? Because people don't think it's real. And, you know, if you're a serial murderer or something, you know, I mean, what the heck? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not that we're giving anyone ideas.
No. No.
But it's not a perfect time to commit murders, everybody. There's no time. Never commit murder. There's my lesson.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, because you wouldn't. You wouldn't run. You know, just like these people that are laying there suffering or dying or whatever, and you'd think, oh, cool, acts, you know. Anyway, so, yeah, it's crazy. So that was with the gal that was hung. I saw something else about that, too. I'll see if I can find that. Here it is. So there's another one where someone accidentally got hung. There's a teenager in 1990 in the Chicago area. His job was to give hayride customers a scare by pretending to hang from the gallows. And he had pulled off the stunt just fine earlier in the day, but that night something went terribly wrong. When the hayride approached this kid who was hanging from the gallows with his feet touching the ground, the tractor driver began to worry. The driver's worries only grew when he failed to deliver his usual speech. He had actually accidentally hung himself, but because the feet looked like they were touching the ground, which they weren't, they had barely touched the ground, but not enough that he could stay. And so it looks like he hung himself accidentally.
Oh, how my awful. Goodness. Yeah.
And you're just trying to have fun. It might be just, maybe he's a volunteer or it's a part-time job. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And well, here's.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, there's just a million of them here. You know, I'm trying to read some of them as we're talking, and it's like, oh, my gosh. Like, here's one. It says, this happened in Manhattan. It said, sometime during the early morning Halloween hours of 1981, a Manhattan couple were murdered in their apartment, which was located near Greenwich Village. They were severely beaten before being shot in the head, execution style, and the apartment was completely ransacked. But I mean, okay, so that doesn't, so that's, I, so it's not like anybody looked and said, okay, we're gonna go by that one. But oh, gross.
Yeah, that's awful. So here's another one. This is 1982. There's a guy getting ready for bed, and he's a 69-year-old man handing out Halloween candy. He's getting ready for bed. There's another knock. So he goes downstairs, opens the door, and there was someone wearing a pillowcase over their head with holes cut out for eyes, and the figure said, trick or treat, and then said, give me all your money or I'll shoot. He then pulled out a gun and ordered this guy into the basement where there was a safe. And this guy's thinking it was a prank, since only family members knew about the safe. And he grabbed for the gun. The person in the pillowcase fired, hitting this guy in the throat and killing him, which I don't understand now how they knew that this all happened. How do they understand that story? Well, I'm confused now. But anyway, awful, because I guess the guy died. He was shot, and the guy died. And they said in 2010 the pillowcase was tested for DNA, but there wasn't enough DNA on it to make a match. Maybe there's other pieces in there that it wasn't filled in, like they knew who did it and they couldn't prove it or something. I don't know. Anyway, that would be scary, though. If I opened my door and there was someone sitting there with a pillowcase, eyes cut out, I wouldn't open the door. And I would call the police.
Yeah.
No. I mean, and there's a point where when I would hand out trick-or-treat candy, anyone that gets to be almost my height or taller, I don't open the door anymore because I figure you can probably drive yourself to the store and get candy, so I'm not going to hand out candy. And no offense to the kids that are having fun and they're legit, but, you know, when you're home alone, you just don't open the door because you never know.
You don't know. And, you know, there are so many weird people now that it's like, oh, my God. Yeah, no, I think we should always have someone with us on Halloween. Honestly, just because that or, you know, the dogs or help out and, you know, that kind of stuff. But, yeah, so there's just like, you know, the internet is just rife with these crazy Halloween stories. And crazy Halloween facts and this, that, and the other thing. And, yeah, I don't even know where to start because there's just so many out here. But it is, you know, and even like, you know, every year at Halloween, so when you think about it, and we were talking about how nobody knows it's real or not because there's so many weird things going on. Well, that reminds me of every year at Halloween, we have to watch Hocus Pocus, right, about the witches.
And oh, yeah.
I was watching it last night, and so here, you know, so the whole, so many weird things, and here's the actual witches walking down the street, and everybody thinks they're just, you know, whatever. Hostiles, you know, and then, but they really are. But so, I mean, same thing. So you can, you know.
Well, and I have to admit that when I was handing out Halloween candy, and I would dress up like a witch, and kids would come to the door and say, oh, look, Mom, it's a real witch. And I would just smile, because I'm like, well... You don't know, do you?
Yeah, no, you don't.
I could be, I might not be, but you don't know. But I'm going to dress up like one and we'll just see what happens.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. And I always, you know, me, I always say, there's a little witch in all of us, dear.
Well,
you know?
There is.
Oh, yeah, because see, here's these stories about Halloween isn't just scary, it's dangerous and scary night to be a pedestrian. And, oh, yeah. Halloween murders. What else do you have, Heidi? My browser closed on the for some
oops,
reason.
No, I've got something
that I was going to talk about, and I can't find it again.
Oh, okay. So I've got in October 2005. Let's see here. This happened in Delaware. A woman had sadly killed herself by hanging from a tree on a busy street near some houses. So she committed suicide.
Oh.
And she was left there all day because passerby thought she was a Halloween prop.
Oh, geez.
So lots of people saw her and left her there because they thought that she was part of the display. I know. Isn't that awful?
Oh, that is really bad.
And again, how are you going to know? Like, you don't know. So you think, oh, that's a Halloween display. There was one where I used to live a couple of streets over. There was a body, and I think you can buy them like this, and that's super disturbing. It's like a body that's hung by its feet, and it's wrapped up in something. I can't remember. So you can't really see what – you can tell it's a body, and it looks – like it's decayed because of the, it looks gooey, even though I'm sure it's not, it's all plastic, but it's hanging up from a tree. And I, you know, I saw it and I was kind of creeped out by it, but I would never have done anything about it. What if it, I mean, you think about
what
it.
What if it were real?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
No, no. And there's just, you know, oofta. Yeah. I just think Halloween is just a scary time. Just a scary time and yuck. So, and it happens tomorrow night, and here we are, and we're doing another one, and I don't know where my mind's going. I'm sorry.
It might be the medication.
It is. I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, so there's all kinds of, you know, and then weird stuff that happens on Halloween, which we all know, and the veil is very thin right now, and I do say I'm seeing stuff all over the place all the time, which I know you are, too. We talked about that last that last week with Michael Bodine, too.
Yeah, it's crazy right now. They're very clear, too, seeing spirits. Oh, it's just, it's very clear.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, yeah, which normally they're not that, they're not, you know, quite so clear, but they're, like, everywhere this year. It's actually kind of unnerving, you know? And Michael was talking about last week about how his granddaughter, who's three, they were walking down the street, and she said, Grandpa, who's that woman? And he said, well, it's a ghost, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, a person.
No, you know, she's in a crazy family when they just say to her, oh, that's a ghost, honey. But what I thought was cool is that he could see it, too. So it wasn't like you're seeing things or whatever. It's just a matter of fact. What's a ghost?
Like, oh, no. You know? I know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, that's helpful, actually, I think.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I love it.
So here I've got another one. This is in Los Angeles, October 2009. A decomposing corpse lay over the balcony of a house, so somewhere on the balcony of a house, for days, because the neighbors thought it was a dummy. And so convincing was this display that no one reported it to the police for 4 days.
Oh! Oh, my gosh.
And they said, one witness said the body was in plain view, and no one did anything. But if you think, you know, it's Halloween.
Yeah.
It's October, you know, and here's this body laying there, and you think, well, if it's a dummy, it could be there for a year and never move and no problem, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, holy cow. Holy buckets. Yeah.
Oh,
that's awful.
Yeah, that's just, yeah. Oh, creepy, man. Just creepy. Mm-hmm. There's all these really weird, creepy things. And this is about a murder scene, so it's not, I'm not sure that anybody thought it was. But so here we go. It says, it's called the Lisk family. And this happened in, what does it say? I just kind of totally lost this now. It's not letting me read it. I don't know why. Okay, well, we're going to go beyond that one, I guess. I don't know what's going on with my internet here. It's kind of being weird. All right, next. Let's go to the next one.
It's a good thing we're not together then, so my internet.
I know. My internet's just being weird because I just can't see this. But anyway.
Well, I have one here.
Okay.
So a day after Halloween in 2013, a man collapsed and died outside his front door in Denver, Colorado. His body lay just next to the mailbox of his house, and the postman doing the rounds that morning was the first person to come across him, and thinking he was a Halloween prop, ignored him, and was later upset to learn the truth. So it doesn't say how long he was laying there. But the guy walked over him to deliver the mail.
Oh, my God.
Sad. See, that's sad.
That you is know, sad.
But, I mean, did he collapse because he had a heart attack and he wasn't dead? Maybe he hit his head, or maybe because he was laying there so long, then he died? Like, I don't know. They're not saying that, you know, how he actually died. It just said he collapsed and died. But if he was still alive when he died, oh, that's awful. Actually, I have a story that is not, it didn't happen in October, but I can tell it in a, well, I can tell it, and then we can go on break.
Okay.
This probably won't take as long. So okay. I had, and I've probably told this to you for sure, but maybe on the air, I don't know. So a couple of, this was like a year and a half ago. So it's not this April, but past April. So April 2018, I was working at a client's house in Anoka, Minnesota, which is the Halloween capital of Minnesota. They say the world.
Yes.
It's self-proclaimed. Yes. Just going to say self-proclaimed Halloween capital of the world. So, and I was working, doing a Reiki session with this gal, and about halfway through the Reiki session, I see the spirit of a man run into her. Cause she lays on the edge of her bed. She has a cute little house, and we go into her little room, and she's, you know, she lays on the edge of her bed so that she's comfortable. And I stand there and I do Reiki with her. And this spirit of a man comes barreling down the hall. I see him running, like bum rushing the door, and he comes in and he stops and he like skids and he looks at me like he's surprised, like, what are you doing here? And I was like, what are you doing here? And he's definitely in a hurry. He's panicked, and he's looking at me, and then he runs out the door. Like, he turns around the door, and then he turns and looks back at me, and then he turns and runs again, going down the hall, and then he disappears. And I'm like, well, who is he? Why is he surprised I'm here? Is he surprised I can see him? Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what he was doing. He never said anything. All he did was stare at me and like run and then run again and left, and he disappeared. And I thought, okay, well, that's confusing. I don't know what's going on. And I went back to her house. I told her about the situation afterwards. I said, well, it was odd because there was the spirit of a man who ran in here, and I told her what happened. And I said, does that sound like anyone you know?
Yeah.
And she said, because I thought maybe it was her husband who had passed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she'd been married twice. She, I said, is it your first husband, your second husband? And she said, no. And she's like in her 90s. So
yeah,
she's like, no, that doesn't sound like him. It's either one of them. And I said, okay. I said, well, I don't know who it was, but he looked really panicked and surprised. So I don't know if he was surprised that I was here, like he came in to visit you and I was here. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple weeks later, I went back to her house to do another session.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I know who it is. She goes, I know what happened. And I said, okay, who was it? And she said that when her neighbor, it was her neighbor from two houses down in the street over, so kind of backyard neighbors. Mm-hmm. And she'd been friends with them for a long time. You know, they had both lived there in their houses for 30 or 40 years. And she said that, or longer, and she said he had actually died the day before I saw him in her house. Oh. And she didn't know he died.
Oh.
She had tried, because they had a phone system. Like, we'll call and talk to each other every day. I'm thinking, yeah, because you're in your 90s, it's to make sure you're still with us, or do you need help?
Yeah.
Well, she called him in the morning, the morning that I got there, and he didn't answer. And so she waited till after I left. She called him again. He didn't answer. She called him the next morning, and I'm already on alert because I'm like, you know, you have this phone system for a reason. You think that after the second one you would have called. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she called the next morning. He didn't answer, so she called the police, and they went to his house, and nobody answered. They went around back to look in the door, in the back windows, and they saw him laying in the backyard. And he died, they said, the morning that I saw him, or it was the morning before. Anyway, so when I saw him, he had been laying out in the backyard for about a day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And nobody knew, because he lived by himself. And
right.
So I think what he was doing is trying to get me to come get him.
Sure. Sure.
Because he was laying out there 2.5 houses down when he was standing in the house. And no wonder he's panicked and running around. He has no idea what just happened. And if he does, his body's laying out there, and he's like, can you come get me? Can someone help me?
Yeah.
And I didn't know what he wanted. He didn't say anything, and I was busy with someone else, and I felt awful.
Well, but you can't help it, you know.
I didn't know.
That's really a creepy story.
It is creepy. It didn't happen in Halloween, but it happened in the Halloween capital of the world.
Of the world, yeah. Anoka. Yeah. So I think we have to go to break, but, you know, stay with us. We are on the Para X Network, and we will be back in 2 minutes.
I'm Jenna Valadez with The Basement Files. Tune in Friday nights, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
Oh. UFOs. Bigfoot. Cryptids.
All the fish on the coin. You think if you listen to the words of Para X,
in order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock for Dark Sun Rising on the Para X Radio Network.
Happens to a ghost when their home is torn down. No one thinks of the disembodied when they rip down old buildings, dig up cemeteries, and build clean, unhauntable condos. Every year, hundreds of spirits are driven out of their own haunts by the careless living to exist alone with no one to scare. At Para X Radio, our hosts feel the plight of these evicted disembodied, and we're reaching out to you to please open your heart to one of these lost souls, such as the ghost soldier of the General Wayne Inn or the abandoned spirit cat of Benjamin Rush. So please, please, let a little spooky into your life. Won't you open your house to a ghost without a home?
Para X.
Welcome back, everybody, to the gathering on the Para X Network here for our Halloween show.
Yes, and the Halloween death stories going on here, and
there are lots of death stories.
I just told one from it didn't happen on Halloween, but it happened in the Halloween capital of the world, which is Anoka, Minnesota.
That was
a good story. Oofta,
true story.
Yeah,
and that was awful, and I felt really bad because I wish if I would have had more time, because I had to hurry and get out of there. If I would have had more time to intuit what he was wanting, I probably would have been able to figure it out, but I had to go right after the session, so I didn't even think about it. I just thought of some guy running in, because spirits run around all the time. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's like one more spirit running in the room looking at me like he's surprised is not anything unusual in my world. So I'm like, okay, what do you want? Nothing. Okay, bye. Nice to meet you. Yes. And he left. So
just kind of normal thing, you know. And people, you know what's funny is people don't really believe that they're all over the place. Who was it I was talking to one day and they said, oh, do you really believe that? I said, well, they're all over. Don't you believe me? They're here, you know, and they just look at you like you're crazy. And I'm like, oh, honey, if you only knew. So, yeah, you don't really stop and pay attention, I think, especially if you're in the middle of doing something, you know.
Yeah.
And especially right now because the veil is thinner and, you know, this is the Samhain. It's time of the dead. We're supposed to, you know, you got to pay respect to those ancestors. And I love this time of year, honestly. I think it's fabulous.
Yes,
and it is scary.
Absolutely.
It is scary, and a lot of weird things happen. And you know, we go back and we talk about how Halloween all started, which we'll do some facts about Halloween too. It's just that crazy time of year. What can I say? For those of us in this field, it's like, oh, it's the best time of year. But
there's some. I'm looking here on the internet. I apologize for my dead air for a second. I have another story here that I found, similar to one that I told before the break. Not my story, but this is another one where they said there was a man who on his front porch had a decoration of a body slumped over dummy on his porch to frighten his neighbors. And for days, people really thought, wow, that's a good prop. It looks real. Mm-hmm. But no one went over to ask him, like, where'd you get it? You know, it was just one of those things, like, wow, that's a good one. So at some point, someone called the police. This is in California. Called the police and discovered it was not a fake body, but the guy's actual corpse. It had been decomposing for about a half a week. And they found a single gunshot wound.
So
he
it was
had been
a murder.
Shot. Yeah. Or,
oh,
well, yeah, I don't. God. It doesn't say that they found a gun as a suicide, but so yeah, he had been shot and was laying there dead for four or five days.
Oh my God.
And people thought it was a Halloween prop. Like,
Oh gross. So I think what we'll do is I'm just going to say this. So you know how everybody wears masks on Halloween, you know, that's kind of the thing. Well, you know, it came from the ancient Celtic world, you know? And so I'm reading about this, that, the masks were actually dead animals. Oh, gross. Can you even imagine? It says, obviously times were much different 2,000 years ago, and wearing the skulls and hides of slaughtered livestock wasn't taboo in the slightest. And they talk about that they would wear these specifically on, you know, Samhain, animal skulls and skins to connect with animal spirits. And they also did it to connect with animal spirits to help them in their day-to-day lives. Now, I'm not sure if I was an animal spirit that I would connect to somebody who is wearing my skull or my mask. You know, I just think that's, ooh. But so just think, back in the day, you might be wearing a mask of an actual animal. Ooh. Okay, that's gross.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... And there's a story in the chat room here, and I'm not sure when it is because it, I'll read it. And then, okay, so October is when Susan Rosenthal, and I don't know who that is, was murdered in New Hope. She was stabbed 97 times.
Oh my gosh.
Neighbors saw spray-painted words on the house and the garage. Officer that went in on the call found her in the doorway, and her spine was exposed. Like, what?
Oh!
From all the stabs, I suppose. He was freaked out and had to search the house. He went to the basement and pulled the light on. It exploded. They had to guard the house thinking it was a Manson murder. So that sounds like it's not current. But then she said this gal, June, and I don't know the last name. I'm not going to even try and read it, stabbed Susan. And she lives in Anoka at the state hospital. But I didn't think that... Okay, so... And she said that happened in 1977. And so apparently this woman's still living. I don't know. But anyway, holy yuck. Ugh.
Oh,
can you imagine? Happy Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The spine.
That's too much. That's a lot of stabbing.
And 97 times? How could you even find that many places on a body to stab?
Well, and times. From what I've heard, I mean, I'm not totally morbid and into this stuff, but I don't mind watching some of those true crime shows. I think they're interesting.
Yeah.
And they talk about how exhausting it is to stab someone. Like, it's a lot of work, I guess. And I don't know because I've never done it. Never will. Yeah. And it's, I guess, exhausting. So 97 times. What?
How did you do that?
I don't know. You must have some massive rage or something happening to make you give you all that stamina and energy, I guess.
Oh, my God. I guess so. Oh, my gosh. Ugh. That's just gross. So, okay, here's another Halloween factoid in the middle of all the icky things. A lot of old Halloween traditions revolved around trying to find a match for single women. Did you know that? When you think of having your entire family down your throat about your romantic life is tough, imagine all them performing rituals on Halloween with the intent to have you married off in a year. Huh? It says that in the 1700s, Irish cooks would bury a ring in one of their dishes, hoping that whoever finds it will find true love in the coming year. Young women would also toss apple peels over their shoulders on Halloween in hopes that the peels would spell out their future husband's initials. Scottish fortune tellers would also tell young women to assign several potential suitors' names to hazelnuts and throw the hazelnuts in the fire. The nut that burned down to ash rather than popped or cracked would reveal who her future husband would be.
Okay.
That is just crazy, right? I had never heard that one before.
I haven't heard any of those. That is really interesting. So, that's really interesting. And, the one about the ring in the food, what if you choked and died? Then you're not going to find someone. I mean, putting something in someone's food without telling them, something that you can't chew, or you break a tooth, and then I guess that probably didn't happen. Maybe they figured it was in there and fished it out before they choked on it or something. So,
but oh my god.
Anyway,
yeah, I know.
Ugh. So I have another story here. Ohio residents were alarmed to find out that what they presumed to be a corpse-like Halloween decoration hanging from a fence turned out to be an actual dead person. Police were investigating this man that they show here for the murder of a 31-year-old female who was a local drunk in town. A bloody rock was found near the body and is thought to be the actual murder weapon. But people walked by and told them and thought that this was a Halloween prop. And so she was there for a long time, I guess, while people thought it was a prop.
So there's so many stories about this. I don't know. Maybe Halloween isn't a good thing. You know what I mean? I mean,
think of all the people that are... think of all the people that are out and doing fun things and having parties and trick-or-treating and not getting hurt. So I'm sure that there's a lot more, but there's in all the festivities, there's some really awful stuff happening out there.
Creepy things. Oh my gosh. No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. So here's another. So there are more than a couple spooky Halloween superstitions out there. Encountering ladders, broken mirrors, and black cats on an average day can lead you down an unlucky path. But if you're the superstitious type, you may want to stay inside under your covers on Halloween. American Folklore writes that if you see bats flying around your home on Halloween night, spirits and ghosts are nearby. Okay, I never heard that one before.
Okay, say that again.
If you see bats flying around your home on Halloween night, spirits and ghosts are nearby.
So it's what about any other night? It doesn't say.
No, but I would.
I see bats all the time. I see ghosts all the time, so maybe it is true.
Me too. And then it says, if a black cat meows at your window or on your porch, a death will soon occur within the family. And if you hear, that's what it says. And if you hear footsteps, first of all. I think black cats are fabulous.
I love black cats, but I'm going to tell you right now, I saw one this morning on my front porch.
Oh.
I haven't seen one in years.
Oh,
I haven't seen one in years.
And he was on your front porch?
Well, just outside the front porch when I went out to take the dog out this morning. Yeah.
Oh,
sitting there staring at me like, just like, hey, you. I'm like, what are you doing here? And just sat there staring at me. And I'm like, what the heck? I haven't seen a black cat. And I can't tell you how long. Like a living one.
Well, this is on Halloween, so I think you're clear. But, wow, if you see him tomorrow, be careful.
Well, I know, but hopefully that's one day off isn't going to be too, you know, close anyway.
I don't believe that anyway. What if you own a black cat, you know, and they're out there?
I like black cats. I think they're cool looking.
I do, too. I always thought it'd be fun to have a black cat named Shadow, you know, Shadow or something.
There you go.
But, and if you hear footsteps behind you on Halloween, don't look behind you because it may be the dead trying to take you to the other side. If you hold your breath while you drive by a cemetery, evil spirits can't enter your body. If you hold your breath. And when passing by a graveyard or a house where someone has died, turn your pockets inside out to make sure you don't bring some ghost home in your pocket. Okay, that's crazy.
I wouldn't do that. I would never even think to do that. And
no.
I probably, yeah, okay. Well, it's interesting. But the black cat thing, considering it just happened this morning, I'm
a
little concerned.
Okay,
I still think they're great. I just think it's a coincidence, not coincidence, that you happen to say that. And I saw one this morning when I haven't seen one in years. There it is. Okay. I'll keep you all posted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes me a little nervous too. Okay. Goodness.
Yeah. So, and people in the chat room are commenting now about black cats and bats and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah. It's there's all sorts of good. We could probably have a black cat and bat show.
Yeah,
looks like
yeah.
So. But those are interesting little folklore there.
Yeah, no kidding. And what's this about? Lots of creepy tales of black dogs too. Okay, I guess I haven't heard any of those.
Well, you and I both have black dogs.
I know. I have two of them. How about that?
I don't think they're. And they're probably different than black cat, but I still think black cats are cool. So, I have another story here. Let me see if I can find it here. So here's a 14-year-old. Let's see here. His mom took him to a horse farm to see about a job at a haunted hayride, and the proprietor said he'd filled all the positions and tried to turn the boy away. The boy begged both the man and his mother to stay, stating he would work for free. The two relented, and he was placed in a coffin display and told to scare patrons. Not satisfied with his performance at the coffin, he offered to switch with another worker whose display involved a plastic skeleton hanging from a noose slung over a small tree. In an attempt to be scarier, the boy took the place of the skeleton in the tree, causing it to snap back suddenly and cinch the noose around his neck. The group of patrons went by as he was struggling to free himself, but took the display for a good show of acting, watching as his body went limp in the noose.
Oh.
Yeah, that's awful.
Mm-hmm.
I know. We just sit in silence now.
I know. We're just, we got to take it in and think about this. And oh, my gosh.
And he just wanted to work. Haunted hayride. How awful.
I know.
Too bad.
I know. It is too bad. So I'm asking, I have never heard about the Ronco Pocket Ghost Dancer. Can you enlighten us? Braden's saying, I hate these hanging deaths. Can we just not do hanging at haunted houses? They seem so dangerous.
Well, they are, apparently. Look, and I'm sure that lots of haunted houses have them and they don't have problems, but they also should have, I think with those areas where they're having hanging, maybe they shouldn't have the unsupervised young people, you know,
yes,
working in them. They should have an adult that can, although maybe an adult would, you know, could screw up too and do something on accident. But anyway, yeah, it's just awful. Some of these stories.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're just, yeah. This is awesome. This is awesome. And bats, you know, I love bats.
I do too.
People are really talking a lot about the bats here. Gina's talking about the bat that lives on her ridgepole. I know you talk about the bat when we're up there. I've heard that a few times. And, you know, I've always wanted to put a bat house in the back because I just think bats are, well, they eat all insects, you know. They're good to have
yeah.
around, actually.
Oh, they're really good. They're awesome to have around, unless they come in your house. I did have one come in to where I live. It was a couple months ago. And
oh.
It was huge. And I don't mind bats at all. And I watch them outside at night when I go mm-hmm. out and let the dog out. And I see the bats flying around. And I'm like, hello, little bat. And early in the morning, too, you can see them flying around, too. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool because they're just so flittery. And I don't even know if that's probably not a word. But that's what they're just so flittery. And I love them. And I know they eat the bugs. And I think that's great. But then there's one in the house, and the wingspan was like, it was huge. It was the biggest bat I've ever seen, of course.
Oh,
in the house. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. And I had a royal, like, meltdown fit and ran with a blanket over my head. I will admit, I'm not ashamed to admit that I put a blanket over my head and ran because I'm beaten. But it was huge. It was, okay, a foot. I'm looking at a foot. Measurement, not my foot, a foot, mm-hmm. like 12 inches. And it was, the wingspan was definitely bigger than that. And I'm not exaggerating. It was huge, huge
bat.
So
did Tim get him or what happened to him? Or how did you, what should happen?
It was taken care of.
It was taken care of. You ran to the neighbors and said, help me, help me, help me.
Yes. I had the dog eat him. No, I didn't.
Oh, no, he didn't. They didn't, kill him, though,
did he? It was bigger than the dog. No. But the bat was bigger than my dog. But, it was crazy. I just thought, I've never seen a bat that big ever in my life.
Well,
and maybe up in the sky they're that big, but when they're not that close, it doesn't matter. But when they're close, it's awful. So... Yeah. Let's see here. So Jerry in the chat room, okay. So here he says, lady claims her next door neighbor is a nice person, but has started acting strangely at times, walking around naked, and then claims he came out of the woods, dropped to the ground and turned into a wolf and ran off. And the claims are supported by the neighbors.
Wow. I see that. So we'll have to, you know, talk about this after we check.
Wow. So possible werewolf.
Yeah. Shape changer.
Oh, okay.
Werewolf.
Yeah. Shapeshifter. Well, yeah. Keep us posted on that. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I haven't heard about that one. That must be a new one we got in because I haven't heard. That sounds awesome.
Well, multiple people are saying the same thing.
I know. So not just one, but
that's interesting.
You know, the neighborhood or something. And that is really awesome. Really awesome. Oh, my goodness. Oh, listen to my cat. Listen to my gray cat. She's just going crazy over here. She says, Mama.
Like, I'm not a black cat. But
no.
I count. Yes, you do.
She looks very Halloween-y, though, when it's Halloween time. You know, she's got those big green eyes, and she's dark gray and whatever. She's the one that always talks on the show, everyone. So when you hear it, it's little Bobo Kitty.
Go ahead.
So tomorrow night on Halloween, actually, Sim, we will be at the MTN Studios tomorrow night giving a ghost talk. And the calling radio show actually is going to be broadcast live from there. So if anyone's interested and looking for something fun to do on Halloween, come down and see, because it'll be really fun. They're in Lower Northeast, at the Thorpe Building, and it's a studio. So it's the Minneapolis Television Network. So they do like the public TV, and they have, we were there, and we're going to, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. There's going to have a live audience. They have several studios there and a recording studio, and it's reportedly to be haunted. So maybe we'll have some action there while we're there. So it'll be fun. So listen in at least at the calling if you can't make it, but come if you can, because they're going to have a show, and Sim is going to give a presentation. So, okay, that's my plug.
And, and apparently there's candy. Jerry is in the chat room saying that there's also candy. So you've got multiple reasons to show up.
Yeah. So come on down and let's have a spooky show. And, you know, well, I don't know what Jerry's got up his sleeves for that one, but it'll be fun. We'll be there. Most of the Sim crew will be there, I'm pretty sure.
Sounds good. Sounds like a good way to spend Halloween if you don't take out trick-or-treaters or want to sit at home handing out candy or whatever.
Exactly.
Options.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think there's a bunch of different things happening around town probably everywhere around the country on Halloween night. You know, and it's kind of hard with it being the middle of the week, but, you know, it's worth, you know, not getting enough sleep, you know, for work the next day and go out and do some Halloween fun.
Yeah. Well, and it'll be early. So I think the radio show is at 7, and then I think our presentation's at 8. So you'll be home by 10. You know what I mean? So
there you go.
It's cool. I hear some feedback going on here. I don't know what that's all about, but...
Oh, I don't hear it. Sorry.
Hopefully yeah.
It's not. Hopefully it's not me.
I heard, like, women talking or something in the background.
I don't know.
Strange. It wasn't either one of us, but, you know, whatever.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
It's that time of year. You just never know what's going on.
Yeah. There's all sorts of weird stuff happening. So Gina in the chat room said her Halloween story isn't creepy, but her son was born on Halloween. It was her first, and he was 4 weeks early.
Oh,
and that was for her. That was scary. She's kind of laughing, but and they were both okay. But that's, I think a Halloween birthday would be cool,
wouldn't it? Yeah,
fantastic.
I think it would be too. And you know, we have a friend of ours. She lives up in Canada, and she got married on Saturday, and they had a Halloween, so everybody dressed up.
Oh, fun.
And she had like three different outfits, and her husband had three different outfits. You know, they just kept changing all night long. How about a fun wedding is that?
You know, that's really cool.
Yeah, very cool. Right up your alley for sure, Heidi, because I know
for
you,
sure.
You always have really good costumes. You know, I'm so lame. It's like, you know, I just show up as me.
I just like dressing up. And yeah. Sometimes I make my costume and sometimes I don't. Just depends on how I'm feeling that year. But I like to make my costume if I can, because that's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And Halloween wedding, that would be interesting. I've never been to one of those. That would be kind of cool.
Me either. It was, yeah. So I saw some of the pictures. I didn't see all of them. I got to get back on Facebook and look, because I know there's more posted. But yeah, so they, like I said, she had three different outfits she kept changing into, and so did her husband. And what a fun thing. But I did see some of the pictures, and some of them were dressed up, you know, just crazy. So
that's cool.
Fun. That is awesome. Cool. What a that unique way fun. To get married. It's kind of like a wedding that you officiated a few weeks ago, Heidi, where everybody was dressed up like Middle Earth.
Yes, Lord of the Rings type costumes, and that was really cool. And it was so fun to see people that really got into it. You know, it's really fun. So that would be neat to have a Halloween, you know, go to a Halloween wedding where you could just go all in, and they want you to, you know, because otherwise why would they have it if you didn't want you to dress up? So I think that's really fun.
Yeah, I do too. So instead of getting some elegant dress, you just go out and, you know, find yourself a really cool costume.
Yeah, just get a zombie bride for $34.99 at Walmart, and there you go.
Yeah.
No, probably not. But you never know. Maybe they did, and that would be okay. I think that sounds fun. I want to go to a Halloween wedding just so I can dress up.
And I know. Wouldn't that be fun?
Dance.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I was down in Waseca on Saturday night. I did a clearing and stuff for some friends of mine down there, and everybody wanted to go to the bar. And I'm telling you, people at these little bars in these little towns really go for it. They were like dressed to the nine. Everybody was dressed in some kind of an outfit. It was very fun to see that, and everybody was just having so much fun. But it's been a long time since I've been to a bar at Halloween time, you know, and I was just amazed that so many people were dressed.
Oh, that's cool.
It was very fun. So anyway, well, can you believe it? It's 2 minutes before.
Yeah, you got to get wrapped up. And but this was an interesting show. I am sorry if we were disturbing to some of you, but I'm shocked at how much is out there on the internet with things that happen, and it seems real. I mean, I can't say it is for sure, but things that happen that people thought that a real body was a fake body and didn't do anything about it. Like, that's just,
I know.
I hope that never happens to me.
So many. How many did you have? There was like at least five. So if there's five, there's probably hundreds of stories out there like that when you think about it.
Yeah. Well, I hope I never mistake a real body for a fake one and leave it laying there.
Yeah.
Ew. That just, anyway.
Oh, gosh.
But we end up talking about, Halloween weddings, that's a much better note to end on. We'll leave it there. And but next week, hopefully, we'll be together, back together in the studio. So that is, that's where we hope to be next week.
We will be for sure. So everyone have a great Halloween.
Safe Halloween.
What, you know, if you see something that looks like a real corpse, maybe you should check it out because it might be real.
Grab it by the foot and see if it feels hollow. If not, call the police.
Yeah.
And
you watch out for that black hat on your porch.
Ooh. I'll keep you all posted.
Yeah,
for
sure. For
and sure. Thank you to everybody who tuned in online through the chat room. Thank you to Para X for hosting our show and for Sarge. Producing it, the master producer. Yes, and we'll see you all next Tuesday, same bat time, same bat channel.
Yeah, everyone have a good one. Bye bye.
Happy Halloween. Bye.